Cinderella. Once upon a time, there was a girl called Cinderella. She was called so because at night she slept by the fireplace and in the morning she was covered in cinders. Cinderella's mother died when she was a baby. So she lived with her father, stepmother, and two stepsisters. Her stepmother and stepsisters pretended to like Cinderella when her father was at home. But when he was away, they were cruel, using her like their servant. They hated Cinderella because she was very pretty, while they were very ugly. And the more cruel they were to Cinderella, the uglier they became. The kingdom they lived in was ruled by a good king and queen. They had one son, the prince, who wished to be married. So the king and queen decided to hold a ball at the palace and invite every young lady in the kingdom. They hoped the prince would choose his bride from the lovely young ladies who were invited. When the invitations arrived in all the houses, there was great excitement. Every lady was dreaming that the prince would choose her to be his princess. It was no different in Cinderella's house. The two sisters argued even more than usual, each convinced that she was going to marry the prince and not her sister, and they bullied Cinderella even more. Cinderella's stepmother was sure the prince would marry one of her daughters. She bought silk for their new ball gowns and expensive shoes for their feet. But for Cinderella, there was nothing, though she was also invited. Cinderella knew she would not be allowed to go. Before the ball, Cinderella stitched, washed, and ironed her stepsisters' gowns, dressed their hair, and polished their shoes. But they did not thank her. On the night of the ball, their carriage arrived, and with one last spiteful laugh, they went out, leaving Cinderella alone. Cinderella cried and cried and cried. If only she could go to the ball, if only she could meet the prince. Suddenly, in the corner of the room, Cinderella saw a strange light. She was a bit frightened, but she didn't run away. Then an old woman with a wand appeared, wearing a dress that shimmered like diamonds. "Cinderella," she said, "why are you crying?" "Oh, my lady," said Cinderella, "tonight at the palace there is a ball for the prince. I wish so much that I could go." "And you shall," said the lady, "for I am your fairy godmother, and I am here to make your wish come true. Now quick, go into the garden and fetch me the biggest pumpkin you can find, and bring me 6 mice, 2 lizards, and 1 rat. Cinderella ran into the garden and picked the biggest pumpkin. She caught 2 lizards that were climbing the garden wall. She took a rat out of the trap. In the cupboard, she found 6 mice. She took them all to her fairy godmother and waited to see what would happen. She did not have to wait long. Her fairy godmother placed the pumpkin outside the front gate and lightly tapped it 3 times. It began to jiggle and shake, and suddenly transformed into a beautiful golden carriage. She tapped the rat 3 times, and it changed into a coachman ready to drive the carriage. The 2 lizards became footmen, wearing smart coats of scarlet and gold. The 6 mice became 6 strong horses to pull the carriage. "Now, Cinderella, you can go to the ball," said her fairy godmother.
"But godmother," said Cinderella softly, "what about my dress and shoes? I cannot go in these rags."
Cinderella's dress was torn and dirty, and her shoes were full of holes. With one wave of her wand, Cinderella's fairy godmother transformed her dress into a beautiful ball gown of the softest satin. Cinderella now wore a beautiful diamond necklace, and on her head was a tiara. On her feet was a pair of dainty glass slippers studded with diamonds. Cinderella was ready to go to the ball.
"You look beautiful, dearest," said her fairy godmother.
"Now please remember, you must be home before midnight. On the 12th strike of the clock, everything will change back to normal, so please remember that."
"I will," said Cinderella. She waved goodbye and was on her way. When Cinderella entered the ballroom, everyone turned around to look at her. The prince was soon by her side, asking her to dance. Everyone wondered who she was, but nobody recognized her, not even her stepsisters. Cinderella and the prince danced all night, and then, suddenly, Cinderella heard the bell in the clock tower go dong, dong, dong. Without saying goodbye, Cinderella ran out of the ballroom. Dong, dong, dong. She ran down the palace's front steps, and one of her slippers slid off her foot. Dong, dong, dong. She reached the carriage. But dong, 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 it was too late. The carriage turned into a pumpkin, the coachman became a rat, the footmen turned into lizards, and Cinderella was again wearing rags and worn shoes. She had to run all the way home. The prince asked everyone where she had gone, but no one knew. There was only one of her glass slippers on the steps. The next day, the prince took Cinderella's slipper and began searching for her. The lady whose foot fitted the slipper would be his bride. The ugly stepsisters waited for the prince. Cinderella was locked up in the kitchen so that she could not try the slipper on. Finally, the prince arrived with his footman. The older sister tried the slipper on first, but though she pulled and pulled, it would not fit. The younger sister tried it on next, but though she tugged and yelled, it would not fit. "But are there not three young ladies in this house?" asked the prince's footman. "Oh no," said the sisters. But Cinderella was at the door, and the footman invited her to try the slipper on. It fitted her perfectly. The prince was so happy to find her. They were soon married, and they lived happily ever after.